Mission Audio presents Character Carved in Stone, The 12 Core Virtues of West Point That Build Leaders and Produce Success, by Pat Williams with Jim Denny. Narrated by Pat Williams. They say that if you have ever been to boot camp, you will never forget your drill sergeant. That's certainly true in my case. My drill instructor was Sergeant Enrique Fischbach. He was all soldier, posture like a pillar of granite, immaculate uniform and shoes polished like mirrors. He had an impact on everyone who served under him at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, as I did for 8 weeks of basic training in the fall of 1964. I dedicate this book to Sergeant Fischbach with great respect. I also dedicate this book to my father and mother, Jim and Ellen Williams, who daily instilled these principles in me when I was a youngster growing up in Wilmington, Delaware. Forward. The best decision I never made. Coach Mike Krzyzewski was a point guard at Army from 1966 to 1969. He returned as Army's head basketball coach in 1975, then served as head men's basketball coach at Duke University from 1980 to the present. He has led the Duke Blue Devils to 5 NCAA championships, 12 Final Fours, 12 ACC regular season titles, and 14 ACC tournament championships. He has coached the USA men's national basketball team to Olympic gold medals in 2008, 2012, and 2016, and is a 2-time inductee of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. As a high school basketball player, I was the leading scorer in the Catholic League in Chicago for 2 years and an all-state player. I had scholarship offers from Division I schools, and I was leaning toward Creighton, or maybe Wisconsin. Then 25-year-old Coach Bob Knight of the United States Military Academy at West Point came to our family's apartment, hoping to persuade me to play for Army. I thought, I'm not going to West Point. I don't want to carry a rifle. I want to dribble behind my back and throw fancy bounce passes. But while I was in the living room with Coach Knight, my mom and dad were in the kitchen, speaking Polish to each other, and speaking loudly enough so that I could hear. They had never taught me the Polish language, so I couldn't understand everything they said, but they dropped in enough English words that I got the gist, words like Mike and stupid. Here I was, a Polish kid from Chicago, being offered a full ride to the school where presidents and war heroes and astronauts went, and my parents couldn't believe I was turning it down. My father was an elevator operator, and my mom was a cleaning lady. Though they had limited education, my parents had enormous respect for education and for the limitless opportunities America offered. How could their kid be so dumb as to say no to the academy? So they talked me into it. I still didn't want to go, but I trusted them because I loved them. I said, okay, I'll go to West Point. It was the best decision I never made. My 4 years at West Point became the foundation of everything I am right now. It was exciting to be on a great team with talented players, coached by Bob Knight, who was at the beginning of a legendary coaching career. We always had a winning record, and we went to the NIT, which in those days was as big as the NCAA. I became captain of the basketball team, which was a great leadership training experience. My two key mentors at West Point were Coach Knight and Colonel Tom Rogers, my officer representative and counselor at the academy. In 1969, during my senior year,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?